Okay, so we're going to call the shack meeting to order. It is February 6th, 2025, and it is 5:04 p.m. We are in the new gym foyer. So I'm going to present our minutes from the last meeting. And if y'all want to look those over, you can. Let me know if y'all approve them.
I approve.
Okay. 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 So we're going to first talk about the past items of discussion as far as what has been going on in Shack. November 15th, we had our staff CPR certification class. Everybody, I think except for like four or five, have been certified. On November 18th, we had our walk across Texas and class bingo came to an end. And then January Taste It Tuesday was skipped. February Taste It Tuesday was grapefruit. And then it wasn't as well liked, surprisingly, as some of the others, but the fifth grade boys loved it. They ate the entire container. For our future Taste It Tuesdays, next month we have either asparagus or leaf greens. For April, we're going to do broccoli. And then for May, we are going to do berries. Previously, we had approved at our last Shack meeting that the esteemed health and wellness education packets, they were approved through us, and we were going to send those off to the superintendent and the school board to get approved. I'm still waiting on that approval. And then, so future items of discussion that we're going to talk about next are our awards or ideas for the Walk Across Texas staff. The year previously, we did like gifts and a hot chocolate bar and stuff like that for them. Does anybody have any ideas?
How many people are you gifting?
I think total it was like around 30 probably.
Oh, you gift everybody?
No. So last year the way I did it, because I had a lot of donations, and so I did the top team, like the top team was awarded. Everybody like was awarded on the top team like a small gift and a gift card from Chick-fil-A. And then the top two overall people that walked the most, they got like a little more in their gifts. Oh. And that was donated from United last year and Chick-fil-A. And
do you think they would donate again?
I can see. I just don't know like how we would utilize the gifts. When we did it last year, we did the gifts in December before break. And so we gave out like Christmas goodies, like snacks and mugs and things like that. And so I don't know. I know that there were a lot of, not necessarily complaints, but comments made by staff that since this is a health event that we do, that the hot chocolate bar and like the candies and all that was like counterintuitive to being healthy and things.
I wonder if we could get Planet Fitness to give like the people who the top team like a free day, maybe that
something,
instead of
or
doing
a free month or
yeah a free yeah. month a free week or something, maybe they would then that would kind of go along with
yeah
fitness.
Yeah, we could do, I could reach out to United or whoever, and I could see if we could get more like a monetary donation that could go towards maybe like a fruit or veggie kind of platter thing at some point.
Or maybe just a gift card, and like if Bridget wanted, she could just go and buy whatever she wanted to from United.
Yeah.
Instead of maybe snacks.
Yeah. And then
I don't know who complains about snacks, but it's not
me. No, because if I'm not going to eat it, my kids are going to eat it, and that's one less snack
You know? No, I'm saying at school. Like, we all eat snacks. That's funny. People are funny. Yeah.
But we also have, I mean, they've done so much work and it made it so nice in our, both of our meet, our conference rooms or whatever you want to call them. And so we could do it towards, like, the drink stations. Yeah. Or
we could get, like, the flavor, you know.
Yeah. And just, like, kind of stock.
And syrups and.
What, Brittany? Okay, I'll ask them too. Okay, so there's that. So I'm going to contact Planet Fitness, United, and Starbucks, and we'll see. We'll go from there. And then I have on my deal that Banana Bread Day is on February 23rd, and I thought it would be really interesting. So if I go back to our Taste It Tuesday for December, we had, it was cranberries, and what we did was we... I had the elementary students go over in combination with the high school culinary class, and they made applesauce or cranberry applesauce, which was really nice. And I thought that maybe later this month we could ask Miss Henderson if she would be interested in maybe doing kind of the same thing but doing banana bread. What do y'all think?
I think that would be fun.
That would work for me.
Okay, I will reach out to Miss Henderson and see if that's something she would be interested in. And then World Popcorn Lovers Day is March 13th. I thought we might could just do little popcorn things in the conference rooms. And then, let's see. March 20th is World Oral Health Day. So I think that we'll hand out oral hygiene pamphlets and some kits to the students in elementary. I'm not sure that I have enough to do everybody, like all grades, but we can probably do at least through third grade. And then, yeah, what do y'all think? Who do y'all think would benefit more from it?
Probably, I mean, like definitely like fifth and sixth grade.
Okay. So let's put them at the top and then see how many I have left after that.
Right. Beautiful.
Okay. And then the next thing is April 1st is, oh, so if, this is what I was going to say. If Ms. Henderson isn't able to do the 23rd of this month, since it's so soon, I was thinking maybe we could do on April 3rd or April 1st, sorry, is National Sourdough Bread Day. And I don't know all the makings and work of sourdough bread. I know it's a healthier version of bread. I know it's kind of complex on how they make it. But I thought that that might be interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what she says about those two dates. Okay, and then April is also Alcohol Awareness Month. So on April 3rd, the week of prom, we are going to have Texas A&M come out and present their alcohol and drug awareness program to the 6th through 12th graders. This includes a speaker. It includes fentanyl education, DWI prevention simulators, which are like games, drunk goggles, marijuana goggles, etc. And then on April 7th, we have our Vitalant Blood Drive. It's going to be from 10 to 3 p.m. We're going to still do the senior volunteers, and they will receive their graduation cords and shirt. And then we are going to try to bring in substitute teachers. I've talked to both principals, and they say that they think that's a good idea, that we can bring in a couple subs. And then based on however we do the scheduling, however the staff fills out their scheduling, that we can have their classes covered so that we're not worried about... because sometimes it takes a long time to donate sometimes, and that way their classes are covered. I want staff to be able to donate if they want to. And then I would like to see how y'all feel about freshening up our health tab area of our school website. So it would include more health forms, more mental health, maybe counseling links, like free links to things like that could benefit the parents, a little more detailed information about immunizations, and then we would also do another immunization clinic this summer before, you know, everyone comes back to school. What do y'all think?
I agree. I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Our next meeting is going to be on March 12th. I'd like to bring up these next couple of topics to see how y'all feel. I would like ideas on things that we can maybe implement into our physical education program that y'all think would benefit our students. Do y'all have any ideas?
Like, what do you mean?
Just like, some schools do PIPs, some schools do jump rope for heart, some schools...
Oh, yeah, we need to do
something. I've always said jump rope for heart.
I've always said jump rope for heart.
Or
even PIPs. I think PIPs is great, too.
Or I also think, since the teachers participate in Walk Across Texas, maybe during that time, maybe, I don't know how hard it would be, but, like, I know when I was in elementary, we would walk, and I think Brittany or Dale would just do that. They would give them popsicle mm-hmm. sticks, and they would keep, you know, you could keep up your miles
and just
with that.
Have, like, it's just so much. Brittany, how did you go about collecting all that information? Okay.
On my computer, but, I mean, that's all I did, and then I just, it just totaled it up throughout the year, and then that's how I got their miles.
Okay. Do you think, Brittany, you could maybe talk to Bryn and see if that would be, like, if you explained it to her and showed her the stuff, do you think that, just, I mean, I'm not saying she has to do it or anything like that, but we can just see if it's something she would be interested in? And we can just start, maybe do that next fall whenever the teachers do theirs. It doesn't have to be like a whole year kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it'll depend on whoever's PE next year. I mean, I sent it to everybody.
Okay.
Our coach began last year, he did PE.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't mind at all.
Okay. So I'm going to have just you talk to her about that, and then we can implement it next year. Hopefully. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then, are there any ideas that y'all can think of next year for things that we can do to improve anything in our school? It can be absolutely anything that deals with health or wellness with the students, with the staff.
I think you're doing a good job. I think you're covering a lot and bringing a lot of new information. I don't have any ideas as of right now.
Okay, it's just a thought. Our next meeting is next month. So if y'all do think of anything, yeah.
Well, we do the Walk Across Texas as a school.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to implement, like, a heart or some, or walk for, jump rope for heart. Are we going to do something
I think that would be great. We might could do, like, the Walk Across for the students in the fall like we do, and then maybe do PIPs or jump rope for heart maybe in the spring, but that's ultimately going to be the PE coach's decision.
Yeah,
so
that's a lot of work for PIPs, but jump rope for hearts isn't as much work
mm-hmm.
for the coaches, except for putting it on, you know what I mean, the
mm-hmm.
actual day up.
But even if they didn't do a presentation, even if they just made them jump 10 minutes or whatever, 5 minutes in PE or. Yeah.
But maybe it is fun. The parents get to come and they get to watch the kids.
Yeah. But maybe they didn't even do that. Maybe we could just get them on the ball, starting it, and then work our way up in the years to come. I know that's a lot to ask for a first year.
Well, I think that if maybe we just get all of the material together and have all of the answers and make it a little simpler for whoever's doing it, and then just have it ready for them and just give them like a timeline.
Easier than FIPS.
Yeah.
It takes a lot more dedication. You know?
Well, I just feel like sometimes, like, I love free days, but, like, we didn't always have free days. You know what I mean? Like, we actually had to, and I don't know because I'm not in the class. I don't know what all she does.
I don't know.
But
I think she does lots of games. This year. I think in the past, sometimes maybe.
Yeah.
They weren't as busy.
She does lots of fun
things. I think she does lots.
But I think, like, the jump rope for heart would be good because it keeps them busy and gives them something to practice and, like,
something new.
Mm-hmm. And it's good for your hand-eye coordination.
They
it's good to get your
like
heart rate up.
The other day when I was in there with them.
I don't know how to jump rope.
Yeah.
They were, like, seeing how many they could get. They're like, can you do it? Still jump rope.
That's awesome. Woo-hoo. Okay, so y'all just think of anything. It doesn't have to be physical education. It can be any program that you see another school doing that has to do. It can deal with mental health. It can deal, like, anything. Just if anybody sees anything or hears about anything or comes up with their own idea, y'all just let me know and we'll just figure it out. The last thing is at the next meeting, we will discuss our district wellness policy and we will go over the report together and we're going to fill it out and we're going to figure out what we have implemented new into our program since the last time it was done. And if there's any weak areas, then we can decide on a plan of action for the next year. And that way, like before this year is over, we have a plan for next year and everything's set the way it needs to be. Okay. Does anyone want a motion to adjourn the meeting? Anybody have anything else to say? Any ads? Anything?
I motion to end this meeting.
Okay.
Second.
Okay.